Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined again by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. We often use the calendar to mark important dates, things like birthdays and anniversaries, of course, Christmas, Easter, and all the other holidays. But are you aware that there's another calendar that is used to mark important dates that are all related to the Bible? And that's the calendar that we want to talk about today. Some call it the Jewish calendar, but Ezra, it's God's calendar.
That's right.
It's more than the Jewish calendar. And this is a continuation, by the way, of a conversation we've already begun. It's so big, and there's so much to cover. We could spend literally months on this, Ezra.
Absolutely, and we just have to pick some highlights. But Jonathan, foundationally, before you change the channel and say, oh, that's the Jewish calendar, this is the Bible calendar that from Exodus on, really, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, literally through the book of Revelation, we see references to this God-established calendar. It was first for Israel, but it's for all of us who call upon his name.
Yeah, so Ezra, this is such an important point. So two things. First of all, this is God's design for not only the year, but for creation.
That's right.
It's something that began with a people, a distinct people, the children of Abraham. But God's design was that this would be a cycle, prophetic cycle, that would have greater meaning and would ultimately be the calendar that he used for the redemption of mankind.
That's right.
A big statement.
It's huge.
But it's true. So he chose a people. He began the calendar with the Exodus out of Egypt.
Right.
As we were talking about last time. The calendar begins, God's calendar, God's day timer begins with the Exodus out of Egypt. It's not the calling of Abraham. It's not the creation of the world. His calendar begins with the Exodus out of Egypt. And he says, as we looked at last time, Exodus 12, you should go back on your own and read this. This will be the first of months to you, the Exodus out of Egypt.
That's right.
But and the second thing that is important to mention is this is the calendar that Jesus followed.
Absolutely.
The cycle of events, of holidays, of appointed times throughout the year were observed by Jesus, by all of the first believers, all of the apostles, and then the 5,000 plus that were in the early church, that made up the early church because they were all Jews.
Absolutely.
Now, you may not believe that, but I encourage you, study for yourself. It's very clear. These are all Jews or proselytes to Judaism that never leave the traditions of their forefathers. So they did not know the Gregorian calendar. They did not know the January to December calendar broken into 12 months, 365 days. They followed a different calendar.
Right. It's a bit of a paradigm shift, isn't it? The apostles, the prophets had no idea, oh, it's January 1st, I better make a new resolution. Or, oh, it's Easter Sunday, I better celebrate the resurrection of the Messiah. Or it's Thanksgiving. It was not on their radar. What was on their radar was a God-ordained timetable that repeated itself every year, that had significance every year, and it has prophetic significance. And Jonathan, as you said, Jesus himself, as the fulfillment of the Torah, the fulfillment of the law, kept these commandments, to keep these feasts, to keep these appointed times.
And I want you to elaborate on, on the Exodus and why it's significant for Christians also. But let me tell you what we're trying to break down. We're trying to break down this idea of the Jewish holidays and the Christian holidays. They're distinct. They're separate. That's not a biblical worldview. The biblical worldview is that God has a calendar that he's actually keeping now. He's keeping it. He's following
it.
And nothing happens by happenstance. Nothing happens randomly. There are select days that God has appointed
Absolutely.
For things to happen in times past, and things future.
Right. And Jonathan, you know, again, our audience is maybe saying, why does this matter for me? Sure, the Jewish people, even Jewish believers in Jesus, keep those feasts. What's in it for me? Romans 11, Paul's very clear, right, that the Gentiles, part of a wild olive tree, have been grafted into this olive tree whose root is Israel. And it says, and are enjoying, some translations, the New King James, I love it. It says, the fatness of the root of this tree. And we can say the fullness, right? The fullness of your faith requires an understanding of God's times and seasons, and that's what we're digging into today. Yeah.
You are a son or daughter of Abraham. Why? Because you have been grafted as a wild olive branch into an olive tree, and as a grafted branch, you become part of the tree. So you've been grafted into the heritage of an earlier people, a royal priesthood, a holy generation. It began with Israel, and God is still faithful to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but you've been grafted into all of those blessings and all of those promises as a son or daughter of Abraham, not to replace them, but to join alongside of them as co-heirs of these great promises. Let's go back and just recap Ezra, the beginning.
We'll
the
begin beginning at the beginning.
This is where it all starts.
Right. You know, Exodus 12, as you said, Jonathan, God's saying to Moses, and Aaron's going to be his mouthpiece since Moses has a speech impediment of some kind. We don't have the details. It says in Exodus 12, verse 1, now Adonai spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month will mark the beginning of months for you. It's to be the first month of the year for you. So God's saying, I'm about to stretch out my mighty hand and outstretched arm to deliver you from slavery that you've been in for 400 years when you've been on Egyptian time. Right? You've been under the Egyptian calendar, but God's saying, I'm doing a new thing and I'm giving you a new timetable. I'm going to bring you out from slavery, out from under the burdens, and I'm going to free you so you can worship me.
But this was only the beginning of it. It carries on through to the New Testament now.
That's right. That's right. And we see this is really the beginning of what we understand to be the spring feasts, Jonathan. And there's three pilgrimage feasts we celebrate where all the children of Israel were commanded to go up to Jerusalem. Passover, Shavuot, and the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot.
Ezra, the idea of the pilgrimage feast is so important. I want to save that to the next segment. But I want to just look at the what we call the spring feasts for a few minutes, focus in on these, because it's so interesting that the feasts, which are laid out in Leviticus chapter 23, in detail, take us through a cycle that has a spring set of feasts, three feasts, a break of time, and then three fall feasts. So that gap in time is very interesting. I believe prophetically that this is God's plan of redemption that's broken down into two comings of Messiah.
Wow.
His first coming as the Lamb, that directly connects with Exodus. His return as the Lion. His coming with the spring feasts are connected to Passover, first fruits, and Pentecost or Shavuot, and his return is connected with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Now, that's a prophetic picture, but let's go back to the Exodus, the idea that he comes as the Lamb of God.
Right.
Talk about the application to Christians for a few minutes about this.
Sure. And, you know, the children of Israel, as we see here in Exodus 12, are commanded at this, on the 10th day, actually, of this beginning of months, to take a lamb without blemish in its first year into their household. And then on the 14th day at twilight to slaughter this lamb and put the blood on the doorposts of their house. You know the Exodus story. Why is blood required? Because God himself was coming to bring judgment on all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. But he wanted to pass over. That's where we get the language Passover or Pesach in Hebrew. He wanted to pass over the children of Israel and purchase their freedom. It's a really sobering idea. God purchased the freedom of the children of Israel with the death of all the firstborn in Egypt. But he made a way through the blood of the Lamb. I hope you're connecting the dots here. He made a way through the blood of the Lamb for the children of Israel to be saved from certain death. And that's our story as believers, isn't it? God's made a way through Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, to be passed over,
to be saved. And I think it's interesting that the Passover recounts the story, but the final meal that right. Jesus had with his disciples was a Passover Seder where he now reinterprets the Exodus out of Egypt through the matzah, the unleavened bread, and the wine. I believe the third cup of wine, the final cup at that time, with the cup of redemption, to talk about his redemption for us. So it tears down the barrier between Passover and Easter, right? It's all one. It's all connected. If you look at it from a biblical framework, it's not a Jewish holiday Passover and a Christian holiday Easter. It's one event.
That's right.
One event. Lots more to talk about. We have to take a short break. But before we do, I need to let you know that we need your help right now. I know that many of you are presented with lots of different opportunities to give, but please understand that supporting Jewish Voice is truly making a difference in the lives of Jewish people and their neighbors, many of whom have never heard the gospel. So take a moment to listen to our announcer and consider joining us as a monthly Shalom partner. Watch this.
As Jonathan and Ezra are teaching, the Jewish calendar is important because it reminds us of significant dates God set aside for us to remember and observe. As you support Jewish Voice Outreaches with a one-time gift of $40, we want to send you this 2-CD teaching entitled The Feasts of Israel. You'll learn the importance of observing the 7 biblical feasts found in Leviticus 23. In addition, you'll receive Appointments with God. This handy devotional will challenge and inspire you in your daily walk with the Lord. We also want to bless you for your support by sending you this Jewish Voice wall calendar for 2022. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today. We'll also include this amazing deluxe Torah scroll. It comes enclosed in this leather-covered case, which opens to reveal the entire Torah inscribed in Hebrew. Make sure to request the Biblical Calendar Package when you join us today as a Shalom partner. Please respond now by calling the 800 number on the screen. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Welcome back to the program. Before we get back into our teaching, can I just take a moment to say thank you? We honestly could not do this work without you. Thank you for your generous giving and especially for joining Jewish Voice as a monthly Shalom partner. Your ongoing support of this ministry is so valued. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. So thank you again. Really, Ezra, we couldn't do this.
Yeah, thank you for sending us out to share good news with Jewish people and their neighbors.
You may not be able to come, but you can send us. Well, pilgrimage feasts.
That's right.
I want to go back into that. You gave us a very clear understanding of how Passover is bigger than just the Exodus out of Egypt.
Exactly.
It's about the redemption that Jesus brings through his blood.
That's right.
To each of us.
And these pilgrimage feasts aren't just suggestions. It's actually a commandment for the children of Israel that the males of age in Israel, once they're in the promised land, are to appear before the Lord. Bring yourself to Jerusalem, to the temple, and appear before the Lord 3 times a year. Passover, and then 7 weeks and change later during Shavuot, in the fall feasts at the conclusion, the dramatic climax of the fall feasts, which we know as Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot.
So here's what we're saying. First of all, Passover. Jesus did not die on a random day.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
His date for crucifixion was chosen for him before he was ever born.
That's right. The day on the Jewish calendar, on the biblical calendar, the 14th of Nisan, when Israel every year was used to slaughtering a lamb for your household and putting the blood on the doorpost of your house at twilight, Jonathan, that afternoon, The Lamb who takes away the sin of the world is dying on a cross for Israel and for all
and
people.
But he specifically came to Jerusalem.
That's right.
For Passover, right. as he had done throughout his life. And the men of Israel had come from all over the nations.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
All over the known, from the rest of Israel and other nations, mm-hmm. and were lining the streets with his arrival. But they were all coming to Jerusalem to fulfill the commandment to be in Jerusalem for
Absolutely
Passover.
Right. So you have a representation of the Jewish community from the entirety of the known world in Jerusalem on the weekend, if you will, this Passover, and several days following that Jesus dies, is buried in that tomb in the ground, and then 3 days later is resurrected. And I want to just focus in on that for a minute, Jonathan. The resurrection wasn't Easter Sunday as it existed before it happened on the calendar. Jonathan, it's this very specific observance on the biblical calendar during the week of Passover, during this week of the Feast of Unleavened Bread called Bikurim. And in Hebrew, a bikur is a first fruit. In essence, if you have a fruit tree, the first piece of fruit, that first blossom that appears on that tree, you're supposed to take and you're supposed to bring it to the high priest and offer it as a bikur, as a first fruit. On the day on the biblical calendar when the men in Jerusalem were bringing their bikurim, their first fruits, to the house of the Lord, Jesus is raised to life again.
So we're putting up the biblical reference. I want you to study this for yourself. You may have never heard this before, and frankly, you may not believe what you're hearing, but I want you to see it in Scripture.
Check it out. And that's where the apostles get this language. Jesus, the first fruits of the resurrection from the dead. These men weren't just being poetic. It was the fulfillment of a biblical commandment for Israel. Bring the first fruits of the harvest of the new life of the season to the Lord in Jerusalem.
So again, an appointed day.
That's right.
That's brought to fulfillment by Jesus.
That's right.
In the new covenant, but prophesied long before.
That's right.
In the old. This is why it's so applicable for you as a Christian.
Yeah.
All right.
Jonathan, let's fast forward about 7 weeks, because the Feast of Unleavened Bread and this Bikurim holiday begins this counting. We know it in Hebrew as the counting of the Omer. And it's this 7 week period of waiting for that first fruit to become a wheat and a barley harvest. I'm thinking of Jesus' words, right? Look at the fields, they're white unto harvest. Pray that God sends laborers to harvest this harvest. Jonathan, what happened on that Shavuot, on that Feast of Weeks, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection?
Yeah. Well, it's known to many as Pentecost, but this is, a specific date mm-hmm. where the men of Israel were commanded to be in Jerusalem worshiping at the temple, mm-hmm. and this is the specific moment that the Holy Spirit has told the disciples to wait for, and what happens? The Holy Spirit is poured out
wow.
on them. At a very specific place, Jerusalem, at a very specific day, Shavuot, mm-hmm. the Feast of Weeks coming to its fullness, and there's a great harvest. It's not a harvest of wheat or barley. It's a harvest of humans.
Incredible.
Into the kingdom of God.
It's hundreds, and a few days later, thousands were added to their number. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and it's a harvest of salvation within the house of Israel. And then several years later, that harvest breaks out where people from all nations, tribes, and tongues start to come into the kingdom.
Yeah, so don't miss this. There's people from every language, right?
That's right.
Why? Why were they from?
Yeah,
why were
so
there so
important.
Many different languages represented? Because they were there for a specific feast as commanded.
That's right. It's, you know, we can misunderstand the Scriptures, right? And it almost feels like a Broadway show. Okay, Jesus needs a bunch of people on stage. He's about to do something. No, Jonathan, as you said, Israel was commanded to appear in Jerusalem. And so it's no accident that this outpouring of the Holy Spirit in one day affects the entire known Jewish world.
Don't miss this. This is something that's so easy to miss if you disconnect the new from the old.
That's right.
Look at what it says. Now, I'm reading, of course, from the Tree of Life, which has a Hebraic base to it. Mm-hmm. It's a Hebraic mm-hmm. foundation.
Sure.
When the day of Shavuot, your Bible will say Pentecost probably had come, or had come at its full time, at the moment when this came to fullness, it says they were together in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Jerusalem, specifically near the temple. They were in an upper room and they were praying as commanded. And then a mighty rushing wind filled the whole house where they were sitting. Incidentally, I can't go there. But the oral traditions are that there's a direct fulfillment of a rushing mighty wind that's part of the Haftorah reading, part of the prophets that were read during this time. It's amazing. Foreordained by God.
Amen.
As we look at, I just want everyone to see how clear this is in Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Mm-hmm. Now, Jewish people were staying in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven.
Yeah.
Now, literally, we're not talking about the United States. We're talking about the known world at that time. Wherever there was Jewish communities,
that's right,
they were intentionally, by God's design, at the right place, at the right time,
amen,
for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And if they disobeyed God, they missed this.
Exactly.
But this is not a common occurrence in the temple. Neither the outpouring or being gathered together in the temple in Jerusalem. It was the divine design of the Lord that they would all be together for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the presentation of the good news.
And these people carried a firsthand, these Jewish men carried a firsthand experience with the Spirit of God back across the world when they left Jerusalem. It's an incredible thought. Maybe you've never thought of it before, but that's part of what we're doing here. We're opening the scriptures with the Jewish context to make 2D things become 3D.
And the idea that this is the first harvest celebration and this is the first harvest into the ecclesia.
Right.
Right? Into
that's
the
right.
those that are called out.
The family of faith.
Beginning with the Jewish people, the
right.
family of faith. It's not a coincidence. And you isolate this from the foundation of the Torah and the prophets, and you just miss all this.
That's right.
Don't miss all this. This is great stuff. This completely changes the way you read the scripture. You said it earlier. You go from 2D to 3D.
That's right. Jonathan, one more kind of bonus round real quick. John 7, the third pilgrimage feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, known in Hebrew as Sukkot, when you build the tabernacles and you dwell in them for a week with your family. It's the driest time of the year in Israel because Israel hasn't had rain since March or April. And so the land is screaming dryness. And in the midst of this, praying for rain in the temple in Jerusalem, third pilgrimage feast, so all the men of Israel of the known world are in Jerusalem, Jesus cries out, it says, on the last and greatest day of the feast, Yeshua stood up and cried out loudly, "If anyone is thirsty," everyone was thirsty. The whole nation was thirsty. "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water."
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It all comes together when you put it together. It's amazing. Ezra, we need to take a moment to share with our viewers how they can receive the resources that we're making available today and how you can get involved with Jewish Voice. Would you please pray about joining us as a Shalom partner today? Your continued monthly support will change lives, the lives of Jewish people, and give us the opportunity to share the gospel with people who literally have not heard. Watch this short message, and then Ezra and I will be back to pray with you for you and your family. Stay tuned.
As Jonathan and Ezra are teaching, the Jewish calendar is important because it reminds us of significant dates God set aside for us to remember and observe. As you support Jewish Voice Outreaches with a one-time gift of $40, we want to send you this 2-CD teaching entitled, The Feasts of Israel. You'll learn the importance of observing the 7 biblical feasts found in Leviticus 23. In addition, you'll receive Appointments with God. This handy devotional will challenge and inspire you in your daily walk with the Lord. We also want to bless you for your support by sending you this Jewish Voice wall calendar for 2022. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner as you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today. We'll also include this amazing deluxe Torah scroll. It comes enclosed in this leather-covered case, which opens to reveal the entire Torah inscribed in Hebrew. Make sure to request the Biblical Calendar Package when you join us today as a Shalom partner. Please respond now by calling the 800 number on the screen. If you prefer, you can always choose to give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
We try to take time in every program before we finish to pray with you because we believe in a God who answers prayer. And Ezra, there are needs out there.
Absolutely.
And the beautiful thing is that God hears and answers prayer. All we have to do is believe.
That's right.
That's the challenge. We're fighting the good fight of faith. Will you lead us in prayer?
I'd be honored
Ezra,
to, Jonathan.
Let's pray together and just join with us.
Yeah. Lord, you are the God of the times and seasons, and
yes,
we thank you today that you know the times and the seasons that each of our friends watching and praying with us are in. Lord,
thank
we pray
you, Lord.
That you would enter into those times and seasons,
Lord.
Break in with your glory, with your goodness,
Lord.
With your favor, with your protection, with your healing,
Lord.
With your provision, and your name. Lord, would you bring out of our lives a testimony of your goodness and faithfulness and out of the lives of our family members. And
yes,
we ask
Lord.
It in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Blessing,
Amen.
blessing Amen. Over you and your family. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website, jewishvoice.tv. You can also send us your prayer requests right on the website. We have a team here dedicated to praying for your prayer requests specifically because we believe in the power of prayer and we care about you. We close the program today. I want to remind you that God asked us to on a daily basis, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It says, may they prosper who love thee in Psalm 122, 6. So I always say, if you want to prosper, pray for Israel and the Jewish people this week. They need our prayers. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom and God bless you. Hey, I want to make you aware of our new Jewish Voice mobile app, by the way. It's easy to download, and it will provide you with up-to-date information about what's happening in Israel, about our ministry projects, and it really is easy. I download it. You can also view our television program. You just enter My JVMI in your app store, and then you download it onto your device, and I hope you'll do it today.